Sunday morning, is it going? Sunday morning. This is 6/16/2019. The title of this teaching is Think No Evil, Speak No Evil. If you ever notice, like I told you, the Lord begins to show me stuff. I write it down and I walk away from it. Then He'll give me other stuff. But more times than not, it all flows together, kind of like back to back. All right. Think no evil, speak no evil, like the little monkeys. All right, Matthew chapter 15. All right, 15 verse 10. And Jesus called the people to Him and said to them, listen and grasp and comprehend this. It's not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but comes out of the mouth. This makes a man unclean and defiles. Okay, verse, drop to 13. He answered, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be torn up by the roots. Now, He's not talking about physical things, He's talking about mental things, strongholds, wrong thinking patterns. Because He just said here, it's not what comes out or goes in that defiles, but what comes out of His mouth. Then verse 17 says, do you not see and understand that what goes into the mouth passes into the abdomen and passes on to the place where discharges are deposited? But whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. He's talking about the soul here. This is what makes a man unclean and defiled. It's his thinking patterns. For out of the heart come what? Evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual vice, theft, false witnessing, slander, irreverent speech. These are what make a man unclean and defiled. But even with unwashed hands does not make him unclean or defiled. So it's not about these natural things, but about these mental things. All right. Now, Mark 7. Now keep remembering the title. Think no evil, speak no evil. 7:15. There is not one thing outside a man which by going into him can pollute and defile him, but the things which come out of a man are what defile him and make him unhallowed and unclean. Okay, drop to 18. And He said to them, then are you also unintelligent and dull without understanding? Do you not discern and see that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot make him unhallowed or unclean? Cannot. Since it does not reach and enter his heart. Where's the production center? What have we been talking about here this morning? Our seed. Our heart. It's not the pump. But seed is sown in the heart. It's like our dirt for our seed. Since it does not reach and enter his heart, the production center, but digestive tract and passes on. Thus he was making and declaring all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a man is what makes a man unclean and renders unhallowed. For from within, out of the hearts of men. Talk about the minds of men. Come base and wicked thoughts, sexual immorality. Where does the devil hit us? Where does the warfare happen? Up here, our soul. Stealing, murder, adultery, coveting, dangerous, destructive wickedness, deceit, unrestrained conduct, an evil eye, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil come from within, and they make the man unclean and render him unhallowed. A few years ago, I was looking on Sid Roth, I was looking in their archives, and I saw a title, it was a lady, and her title was, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. I thought, boy, he couldn't have ever said it any better. It's what's eating you. Okay, let's keep going. 1 Peter 3:10. We're going to get this. We're just buzzing the tower. Sometimes we need a few buzzes for that stronghold to come down. Drop a bomb every time we go by. One of these days it's going to be gone. 1 Peter 3:10. For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from guile. Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. Let him do right. Let him search for peace and seek it eagerly. See all this turmoil going on in our minds. Eventually, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. Think no evil, speak no evil. All right, Proverbs 4:22. My son, well, 19's really good. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. That'll keep you from stumbling. Attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For the life to those who find them, heed and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. This is your production center. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful and contrary talk put forth from you. Let your eyes look right on, and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established in order to right. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left, remove your foot from evil. It's like the parable of the sword that we read earlier. Satan brings situations and circumstances to get you, your thinking processes off the Word of God. He steals, tries to steal the word onto the problem. And before you know it, you're dwelling on that problem and you're speaking things you don't want. Okay, the scripture clearly shows that it is not what you eat or drink that causes our problems, but our thinking and speaking. All right, James chapter 1. I do have to say this morning, the teaching on TV, just simple faith teaching. It just don't get any better than that. Any simpler or better. It'd take rocket scientists to not understand it. Okay, James 1:2. Consider holy joyful, my brethren, whenever you're enveloped in or encounter trials. What happened? Satan came to steal the word. Of any sort or fallen in various temptations, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. See, when we go through things, our Father God is overseeing and He is allowing things to come into our life because He is teaching us. He's saying, rise up. Quit acting like that. I've equipped you. Quit acting like that. You know better. Stand up. Use your weapons. Don't let him sit there and kick you in the head. Okay. Be assured and understand the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. That's why it just keeps happening. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so you may be perfectly and fully developed, lacking in nothing. So when we learn, when these trials come, we don't let Satan steal our word, and we stand there and say, no, I'm not going there this time. It's over. The party's over. It says you're going to be fully developed, lacking in nothing, because you've learned to whip the devil. Put him on the run. He ain't stealing from you no more. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering. For the one who wavers, like the billowing surge out at sea, that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wave. For truly let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything from the Lord. For being as he is, a man of two minds, uncertain, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, unstable, unreliable, uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, or decides. See, he's letting his emotions absolutely dictate. See, the one that's fully convinced, she says, nope, not doing it. It's over. You're defeated. Get the heck out of here. I've had a few nights where I did warfare all night long. Mental warfare all night long. But you know what it taught me? It worked. It starts in your mind first, just like the fall starts in your mind first. You faint in your mind. Satan steals the word from you, and you faint. Well, it's the same way the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty through the God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ and brings it into obedience. In other words, it comes under the lordship of Jesus Christ. It doesn't lord over you. You bring it under your authority of the Word of God. All right. Verse 8, don't be double-minded. We got to settle it. Okay, James 3. This will help you today because, and I usually am teaching what I've learned myself. What the Lord's had me and what I've learned, this is what I teach. All right, 3:1. Not many of you should become teachers, my brethren, for you know that teachers will be judged by a higher standard with greater severity and the more accountability for sure. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. But if anyone does not offend in speech, he's a fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to care of his entire nature. What's the Lord been saying to us? Control your body, control your circumstances, and then control the world. Isn't that what he said? Kind of in a nutshell. Take charge, take dominion. But get your body under control. Get your circumstances under control. And then you can start doing my business. You can start changing things, taking those seven mountains, putting the devil, kicking the devil out of strongholds and places that he's built up in our world, in our nation. Okay? If we set bits in the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about. Likewise, look at the ships, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest, a tiny spark, can set ablaze? The tongue is a fire, a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body, and setting on fire the will of birth. Doesn't this fit what I just read in Mark and Matthew? Being itself ignited by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea animal can be tamed and has been tamed by evil genius. But the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. It's the most, our tongues are our ability to create and to change things. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, and we're made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. These things, my brethren, ought to be so. Does a fountain send forth from the same opening fresh water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives or grapevine figs? Neither can a salt spring furnish fresh water. Okay, we need to watch what's coming out of our mouths. It should be reserved to whatever's going to produce, not negate. Okay. When you're under attack, keep this in mind. Satan will always divert to the false. Oh, it's what I ate. No, it's what you said, most likely. Yeah. We in the days to come must discipline ourselves to speak deliberately what we want and not speak rashly. How can Father trust us to change, say light be, light was, if we're speaking all that other out of our mouth rashly? Okay, Isaiah 55:11 talks about, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God does not speak rashly. He speaks deliberately. Okay, our word should be to create a desired result. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. Ecclesiastes 5. Verse 2, be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Okay, rash here means weighty or burdensome or grave. Proverbs 12:18. It's so easy to just mumble things about stuff all the time, just giving little opinions and little this or that. But I think we need to weigh our words a little better. There are those who speak rashly like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. God is looking for those who will act like Him. Thinking on what we are going to say, because whatever we say will affect something. Words are not just words that just fly around in the air somewhere. They affect something. It might as well be for good. Joshua 1:8. The Lord told Joshua to meditate on the word day and night so that he could be a success. Satan sees to it that stuff comes up. It's bait to get you to think evil and speak evil. Parable of the sower, Satan comes to steal the word. 1 Timothy 1:2-8, pray for all in authority. Don't bash authority. Jesus said in Matthew 5 to bless our enemies and not to curse them. That's Matthew 5 and Luke 6. Matthew 7 tells us not to judge. What we think and say is how we do well or not. What we think and say is how we do well or not. Lord, what's causing this? 18:21, Proverbs. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit. Okay, that's going to do it.